He grew up on the south side of Houston, but now calls Summerlin, Nevada home. The only sports handicapper in the country to go a documented 14-0 against the spread in the NFL playoffs. With over two decades of experience, he's the go-to sports bettor expert in Houston. He's live from Vegas, but his heart is always in H-Town. The premier wagering consultant in the country. Your favorite sports bettor's favorite sports bettor. This is The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag. America's most trusted sports book.
What's good, Wagering World? It's your boy 5-Star in Vegas, broadcasting live from Summerlin, Nevada. But my heart is always in Houston, Texas. This is The Wagering World, powered by MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with my bookie. I'm in here with the youngest man to ever manage and operate a casino sports book on the Vegas Strip. I call him the boy wonder of sports betting. My brother from another and super producer of the show, Casino Royale.
Wow. What's good, 5-Star? What's up, Wagering World? Ooh, good week last week, 5-Star.
Yes, indeed.
We got...
When your money's on the line, do it with a trusted sportsbook that gives you tools to win like MyBookie.ag. At MyBookie, it doesn't matter if your team is up or down. You can easily cash out or bet the game live to come out on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. Every single sack, fumble, and touchdown is another chance to hit a payday. To get started, go to MyBookie.ag. And on your first deposit, make sure you use the promo code 5-STAR, F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R. That's one word. Grab a deposit, match up to $1,000, and don't forget to try the MyBookie money bag to grab a potential Super Bowl front runner at long shot odds. You ever heard of plus 38,000 on the Eagles and Chiefs at that? You won't find any odds like that anywhere, only in the MyBookie money bag, man. They're giving it away over at MyBookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. Hey, man, congrats to our Las Vegas Aces, man. I was blessed enough to have a childhood where I saw the Comets run of four straight, and now I'm a Summerlin resident, and I see the Las Vegas Aces go back-to-back.
Just like I said, 5-Star, you know I knew they would bring it home. The first WNBA team in 21 years to win back-to-back, man. Asia Wilson, she took home the MVP trophy for the finals like she should, since she didn't get that during the regular season. But if you listen to the show in the early episode, I gave out the Las Vegas Aces to win the WNBA championship.
And yes, you did.
They did that, 5-Star.
Yes, they did. And you gave that out actually on episode uno, the first episode. Gave out the Aces, I think at minus 220 on MyBookie.ag. Man, we're always looking for spots to pounce, and that's why we always give out to you guys future bets. We have the future segment because the best investment you can make is waiting on some of these tickets to come in, where you got all these different opportunities to hit and also grow your money. Nothing better than futures tickets. We found a really great pound spot. They talking about Pound Town. we took the Rangers to Pound Town a few nights ago in game three, when we saw a great spot to jump on our Houston Astros. We were able to bang it out. Me and Cino went 10K a piece on that one,
yes,
baby.
Sir.
You know, we don't usually like to show our tickets, man. It's a pretty normal thing, but we want to show you guys just how much we believe in our Astros. Great spot right there. You got the world champions with their backs against the wall, playing in a stadium that they've had a lot of success in the last couple of years. It was the perfect spot to go 10 units, you know.
You're right about that. The perfect, the most excellent, the best time to go 10 units. Back against the wall, going down 2-0 with the better record against each other head-to-head. How could you not take the Astros? Like, it was a no-brainer. And to be honest, I really wanted to put the house on them, but, you know, I got a kid to feed and Harrison Kingston, I got to keep taking care of my baby. So, you know, I feel the 10 units was good enough. But 5-Star, you did pretty, pretty good with that college football
last week. Yes,
clean
I did.
Board, sweet, sweet.
Yeah, man, we had a pretty clean board. Hey, I made all those children, all my children, like the soap opera. You know what I'm saying? I told y'all I was going to give a quick story. My son, man, my oldest son, y'all go check him out on YouTube, Noah Lens TV. We spell Noah, K-N-O-A, when I had that boy. I want to switch it up a little bit. So it's K-N-O-A-L-I-N-Z-T-V. So quick story about Noah. So one time when Noah was like maybe fourth grade, you know, he was in class. He was acting up. I'm talking about he acting a donkey up there at school, man. So he done threw a whole desk at the teacher, right? Spazzing out, spoiled, entitled, right? So the teacher called me up there. I come to the parent conference meeting. When she tell me that he did that, boy, I must have put them hands on right in front of the teacher. Soon as I put the hands on the teacher, I'm kind of like thought, like it looked up like, oh my God, like she about to call, you know, CPA somebody, CPS on me, you know. So I said, oh Lord, she gonna call CPS. You know what she said? See, no,
she said,
I told y'all I was gonna get you. Straight into her face. So that's how I feel about that college football schedule. Boy, I told y'all I was going to get you. I told you. The system has worked for too long. Now we about to go on a crazy streak, man. They got us for 2 weeks. Now we about to get them for four straight, you know, guaranteed.
Guaranteed, like you said, five star. The best college football cap I know.
I appreciate
facts.
That, bro. I appreciate
and
that.
And that's stamped. So give us a breakdown of the last week. What we got?
Oh, you know, we went through the whole gauntlet unscathed. We had one hiccup about the whole weekend on college football, and that was the under on Oregon State and UCLA. You talking about bad beat, bad break, bad handicap. We got a bad beat right before the half. I don't know what Chip Kelly was thinking. Just take a knee. They're trying to force a couple balls to get into field goal range. Oregon State jumps on the out route, takes it back to the house, and that same 6 points right before the half is what beat us on the over and under. But that's okay. That was only half a unit. We still did our thing, and it all started out in South Bend. We told you that football Jesus had already, excuse me, touchdown Jesus had already blessed the Irish with a real rainy, murky, real cold day, something USC was not used to. They've been on the West Coast the whole season. They had to go face the elements, and they were not prepared from the beginning of that game. It did not look too good. Looks like Caleb Williams has a lot more, you know, training to do. I told people many times that he is a great prospect, but he's going to need the right type of offensive coach, just like all of these young kids do, because he has anywhere from being a ceiling, I want to say, of Pat Mahomes, but he can also be going through the same thing we're seeing from Justin Fields, too, just running around doing a bunch of nothing, because he's one of those type of kids that he has problems holding the ball. He holds the ball way too long. He tries to trust his natural instincts. And when you have a good coach like Marcus Freeman on the other side of the ball, and then you have this weather factored in that slowed down the wide receivers for USC at the line, hey, man, that's the real NFL he's going to face on Sundays that he just saw this past weekend. Xavier Watts for that defense was amazing. Two interceptions, returned the late fumble for a touchdown. They must rush him just like I predicted all game and made him work from the pocket. And Caleb Williams did not look good. It got to be a smear campaign, because after the worst game of his career, it's hit the news that he's been requesting for to have a percentage of the team if he gets drafted. This kid thinks really highly of himself. I guess he's buying into the hype. Well, that's the wrong way to enter the NFL. All right, then we went to Baton Rouge to Death Valley. LSU took care of the business, man. Can they get back in the race, man, with two losses? Now, remember, we had a 2007 LSU National Championship team that lost two games as well. So it's a such thing as a two-loss national champion, especially it's already happened once for the Bayou Bengals. LSU completely dominated. Hey, man, we're not giving enough love to Jaden Daniels. Anyone who follows me and follows the wager world know that I said that Jaden Daniels was going to be the best quarterback coming out of the draft 2 years ago at Arizona State. I'm glad that the nation is getting a chance to see how good he is. They get a break coming up this week after they play Army, and they prepare for Alabama. If they go to Alabama and take care of their business, LSU is right back in this thing, and my over 9 win ticket is looking pretty handsome right now. All right, then we went with my squad, Arizona Wildcats +8. I hate that they're off this week. They've been on fire. Not only did they cover 8 points, if you listen to me give you guys the information, you knew to take the money line too and jump on that +280, +300 or some shops. hey, Arizona's looking good. They're going to be a legit winner soon. I like everything that Jed Fish is doing out there. I love the young quarterback that they have for Feeder. I don't think that we're going to see the original starter again. He might be transferring again. He came over there from Washington State. He might have to find him another school because they have a legit freshman in Arizona. Everything, the arrows are pointing up. Let's look to ride them forward throughout the season as they get deeper into the Pac-12 schedule. And I say the best for last. I call this the big payback, like James Brown, the Dan Lanning game, man. Man, everybody who follows us know that we love Coach Prime. We love his story. He's taking a lowly team, man, that had one loss. It's like a movie. They're going to make a movie one day about Colorado, because you guys don't really understand, because Coach Prime is such a big figure, such a big name, and is known for being successful so long. Just what he's done over there at Colorado, it's amazing what he's done. He's brought two HBCU players over there, and they're shining and probably going to be first or second team Pac-12. Well, Dan Lanning knows that that team isn't all the way together, and took a shot at them and had enough nerve to try to say that they were playing for clicks instead of playing for wins. And we know that Coach Prime has two Super Bowl rings, but then Dan Lanning comes out against the Washington Huskies when cookies and creams, cookie and cream jerseys looking like an Oreo McFlurry, and talk about they not playing for social media. Yeah, right, man. You trying to get recruits over there, but you have egg all over your face, Dan Lanning, because that game was lost by you. Your players played their tails off. You put them in horrible positions with your decision making, because the same bravado and arrogance that you showed trying to shine on Prime when he was dying, instead of shaking his hand and saying, I like what you're doing, came back to bite you in your butt, because you should have cooked the field goal before the half, and you should have punted the ball late. You tried to go for it, got smacked, and guess what happened? Good energy was on the side of Kalen DeBoer, and the hard-working and always accurate Michael Penix is Washington does it for the nation and covers the 2.5 against Dan Lanning and the Oregon Ducks. We had a solid NFL Sunday. Went off again in the pros. Throw me the keys to the 79 Smoking the Bandit Trans Am. Let's swing through the pass, you know.
Hey, 5-star. You were solid last week, especially with the facts how the book was robbing the public with no mask on.
Boy.
The Niners and the Browns and the Eagles and the Jets.
My goodness.
Oh, my God. 5-star.
Highway robber. I told my wife when we were in the wind. Shout out Doug Costanato that runs the wind for the excellent seats that he always gives us. After they allowed that call with P.J. Walker getting stripped by Nick Bosa, that was a clear fumble, and called it an incomplete pass, I knew that the Niners were not going to win that game. It sounded like a morgue. Everyone's tickets died who had the teasers and the money line parlays on the Niners.
Wait, Bucks was dirty. And the Eagles and the Jets, same situation. How that happen, 5-star?
Ever heard of the syndicate? Nah, for real. But I told you, watch the Philadelphia Eagles pass the game. It can let them down at times. And, man, Jalen Hurts threw 3 interceptions. They weren't able to move the ball the second half. And the old thing that always was been my problem with, you know, fading these Eagles is that the second half, man, Nick Sirianni doesn't have a good game plan. He doesn't make good in-game adjustments. They come out on fire and usually end weak. All right, man, we're up against the break. Let's pay some bills. When we come back, I give my college football picks for week 8. I told you everything was going to even out. Be prepared for a crazy win streak on this college slate. Last weekend, we went all the way up. It's time to add to the wave. It's always us versus the machine. Let's run this bag up off these amateurs. Keep it dialed locked right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 for my college football winners. Send us out, Sino. It's a dirty game, please.
Wagering world, I'm personal injury attorney Rodney Jones. Sports betting is all about the numbers, and the odds are 7 out of 10 that you could be part of a major accident. Don't gamble on your attorney. Back the city's favorite, Rodney Jones Law Group. If you're in a wreck, call us today, 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. Rodney Jones Law Group. The only sure thing is we win.
You're listening to The Wagering World with Five Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
Welcome back, Wagering World. Me and Cino broadcasting live from my studio in beautiful Summerlin, Nevada. It's your boy Five Star in Vegas. Cino, did you know that the betting lines were created by a former bookmaker, and he actually used to bet himself to Charles McNeil?
Oh, no, Five Star. That's some news to me. I didn't know that. I also know if he invented the hook, he was definitely a genius.
Oh, the man was a betting genius. He actually invented the point spread and the 11-10 VIG, you know, the vigorous. That's the fee that all books charge when you see the -110 on these different wages. The reason he invented it was because if you want the better team, you had to lay the odds. So, like, say, for instance, a team was minus 400. You had to pay the minus 400 to win, or you took the other side. What he did was he created this system because the point spread system actually was insurance just for the books and the bookmakers like himself, because they were getting bust up. You know, back then, information used to move a little bit different than it does now with the internet. People knew how to keep a secret. So a lot of different things were going on with these games, and information was getting out. And say if a team was plus 600 for that day as an underdog, and someone laid a lot of money on it, they could shut down the whole book. So that's the only reason that he created the point spread. So, you know, actually was to benefit the book. It just happened where it also benefited the player.
Whoa, billions, trillions. Man, that was a genius idea when you came up with that, making the game 50-50. And then now we got players like ourselves. We don't have to allow that juice no more.
No juice. Yeah, man, it was a genius thing. But the saddest thing about all of that, Charles McNeil's invention was never patented. So everybody at these books are using it right now. Just imagine what his estate would be worth if he had patented his invention.
Hey, man, the books just rob everybody. They don't care. Patent or not, they not
give it
up. Shout out to Charles for coming up with this genius idea, though, man, and making the game fun for players like ourselves.
Yeah, but he left billions, maybe trillions on the table. So always patent and protect all your ideas, guys. And every time that you make a bet, and you bet that line, you remember Charles McNeil and his store. Be grateful in him that you don't got to pay all that juice, and you can lay the points. Speaking of lines, when your money's on the line, do it with a trusted bookmaker that gives you tools to win, like MyBookie.ag. At MyBookie, it doesn't matter if your team is up or down. You can easily take your money out early. We all know my gambling rule. Oatmeal always beats no meal. Or jump in, bet the game live so you can come out on the right side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. Every single sack, fumble, interception, and touchdown is another chance to hit a parlay and come all the way up. To get started, go to mybookie.ag. On your first deposit, make sure you use my promo code. That's 5STAR, F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R, one word, spell it out. Go grab a deposit match up to $1,000. If you put 500 in, we're going to give you 500. You put 100, we're going to give you 100. You put 50, we're going to put 50. We cater to all sports bettors, from the novice all the way to the professional. Also, you got to try the MyBookie money bag. Grab some potential ridiculous Super Bowl front runner long shot odds. You won't find odds like that anywhere but on MyBookie. So remember the promo code 5STAR. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. Man, one of the reasons why I moved from Houston was the weather. It rained all the time in Houston now. Never rains in beautiful Summerlin, Nevada, man. All I see is blue skies and green golf courses, just like the new money, blue and green, Cino.
You right about that. It ain't nothing like that Vegas money, Five Star.
Nothing like it. I'm talking about the crispest hundreds every time they pay you, man. My people be coming to town with their dusty money all piled up. I guess that's why they call it a 20 ball. Well, straighten mine out, playboy.
Walking around here with that candy lady, ice cream man, truck money all balled up.
Balls.
Oh, man, we get the crisp bills around here. Feel like they're making the money in the back.
Woo, don't say that. I promise they be hot off the press, man. But you know, we like money that we can't count, you know.
Yeah, you know, I like that real estate money, that commercial real estate money, Five Star, yes, mutual funds, and all that other type of stuff where I'm just sitting back and it's collecting. But it's still not like the sports betting money, Five Star.
Hey, man, you can take the boy out the hood, but you can't take the hood out the boy, man. But we're going to dip in that crypto, too. But, hey, most importantly, real estate and gold. No matter what happened in this crazy world, Hey, remember, real estate will always be real, and gold will always be worth its weight in gold. Boy, we was real gold on them college picks last week, too.
Oh, yeah. College owed us some scratching. We ain't done rinsing it up. Not yet. I know you got some more up your sleeve.
Oh, definitely. Push start the Porsche Taycan, and let's zip to the present.
All right, 5-star, let's do it. What I can say is that I thank you for all them picks last week, man. The Bills to my floor is looking way more easier than I thought they would be. It's a lot more friendlier. So let's do it again, 5-star, and we might as well start right down the street close to home, man, at Raiders Stadium. UNLV, they got a squad this year. They playing Jay Norvell and his Colorado State Rams. The Rebels, they -8. The Rebels have covered every game so far against the spread this year. What you think about that one, 5-star?
This is going to be a good one, man. What a comeback last week by Colorado State. They were down like 20 points in the fourth quarter with maybe like 4 minutes left against Boise State, man. Boise State actually put in some backups. Boy, Jay Norvell made them pay for that. People got to understand that Jay Norvell is an intense dude. We saw that from the situation with Prime. He's a guy that's going to fight, and his team fights for him. They like playing for him. I'm very familiar with him because he coached Nevada for a very long time. And I remember Nevada was one of my favorite teams to bet when Jay Norvell was the coach because, man, they used to run the score. When they hit the advantage on you, they're going to take you to pound town. So I really am a big fan of his coaching style. He's going against Barry Odom. Barry Odom has UNLV playing really well this year. They got a freshman quarterback in Jaden Maeva who's really playing well. Barry Odom, of course, is a defensive guy. He just was the DC at Arkansas. He has the defense playing a lot better. But, man, Colorado State has had a lot of success in the series. They've won 4 straight in the series and 8 of the last 10. Rams are second in the nation in passing yards and passing attempts, but more importantly, they're 44th in completion percentage. They're completing 64% you know, of their passes, which is outstanding. They have a really good young quarterback in freshman Fowler Nicolosi, man. He's starting to get a real connection with Horton. Horton is a big-time receiver. I think that he'll play on Sundays. The most important thing to me about this whole matchup is that UNLV yields the 122nd most points in the fourth quarter. Colorado State is number one in scoring in the fourth quarter. So don't be surprised if we catch a backdoor. We're going with Colorado State +8. Ring the alarm, Cino.
Ring the alarm.
All right, 5-star. Miami, they lost 2 straight. Georgia Tech, that game where all they had to do was just take the knee and, you know, they had to win, fumble the ball. Georgia Tech run the ball in. And then last week against North Carolina, first half, they came out strong, looked good, tied game. Second half, North Carolina just blew them away. I don't know what happened. We got the Canes hosting Clemson this week. Clemson -3 in Miami. What you thinking about that one? I hope we're on the same side, the same page.
I hope so, too. Clemson has owned this matchup. So, you know, they're 5-1 against the spread in the last 6 matchups. And they won the last 4 matchups by an average of 37 points. Not your typical Clemson team, but I'll still take Dabo any day against Mario Cristobal. Cristobal is one of those guys that recruits well, but he does not take his time to look at the details. He does not take his time to concentrate on the X and O's and the preparation of his team. And I think that's what Dabo excels at. Even though he has a team that isn't as talented as he usually has, they're going to have a lot of confidence. This morning, Lance Zierlein and I were talking about the psyche of teams and how I use that when it comes to handicapping. Some teams, when they face another team, they have a long history of beating that team, and that gives them a mental advantage. It's no way of getting out of that. And until Miami shows me that they can break that, I got to roll with Clemson, man. So we're on Clemson -3. Ring the bell.
All right, 5-star, we got another big matchup this week. My boy Caleb Williams and the USC Trojans, they limping back down to South Central LA to host the tough Utah Utes. The Trojans lane -7. What you think about this one? They got to shake back, right?
I don't know, man. Utah's had a lot of success against USC. They've beaten them 4 straight seasons. The Utes won a thriller last season with quarterback Cam Rising out-dueling Caleb Williams in an instant classic. And then Coach Whittingham's team just denied the Trojans a conference title and a playoff berth, dominating them 47-24 in last year's Pac-12 championship. Well, this season, they don't have Cam Rising. Instead, they have Bryson Barnes. He has 1 touchdown, 2 interceptions. They do have a young kid in Nate Johnson that could play, but Kyle Whittingham doesn't trust him enough yet. I still think Utah can out-tough them by running the ball. I think they play good defense, and I think that they use what they've done in the past against USC. USC is 3-7 against the spread in their last 10. Give me Utah Utes plus 7 on the road in South Central LA. Ring the alarm.
Ring the alarm.
Hey, we got another big game too in Tallahassee. Duke and Florida State, they're going to duke it out for the first place in the ACC. 5-star, that line huge, man. Florida State, they lane 14. What you think about this one?
I think you better be careful on this one. The books are trying to bag Duke's quarterback, Riley Leonard, is injured. He had a situation with his ankle last week against North Carolina State that made him come out the game. This is Duke's third nationally ranked opponent in the last 7 games. It's been tough on them, but they are a tough team. They're 8-2 against the spread. Still, the Seminoles have been a juggernaut at home. With Leonard questionable, I can't trust the redshirt freshman playing on the road of Doak Campbell. Florida State is on Duke. They haven't played in a couple years, but I still believe this one gets out of hand. I'm on Florida State minus 14, about to have a point if necessary. Ring the bell.
All right, now we got Brian Kelly and the Bayou Bengals. I will Bayou Bengals. They looked good last week. Jay Daniels, man, he looking like he could feel for the Heisman. How he played? They blew out Auburn. Well, we expect a letdown this week against Army.
No
letdown.
3.5,
5-star. Army can't be that bad. They're going to cover. We got another blowout this week.
Another blowout, man. The Tigers have a bye week coming up. They're going to want time off. Those players are going to hurry up and go in and take care of their business and mash Army so the next week they can chill before going to Alabama after the bye week. Give me LSU minus 30.5. Ring the alarm.
Ring the alarm.
We up against the break. Stick around so we can go to the future and discuss some investments worth grabbing. Also, we got more winners. Stick around for the winners after we hear from our sponsors.
Exclusive ass jacket. I look like it's fashion week. Double cup shorty. R.I.P. to Pepsi. Quit the drink last week. I'm sipping this week. No, I can't sell you no line. Stop asking me. Expensive ass jacket. I look like it's fashion week. Double cup shorty. R.I.P. to DJ Screw.
R.I.P. Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
You're listening to The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
We back in The Wagering World. No Spider Month is today, so you know, just a whole lot of new money. Major League Baseball, college football, pro football, we on their neck. It's always us versus the machine. I've heard some nightmare stories about bettors and bookies.
Oh, me too, 5-star. They don't be wanting to pay.
Not
and
at all.
I know some of the brothers go run off on the plug.
Zoom. Hey, man, that's bad business. Betting's a gentleman's game. If you got to get off into that gangster just to get your money, I mean, I'm like Suge Knights, you know. Come to mybookie.ag. When real money's on the line, do it with a trusted sports book that gives you tools to win like mybookie.ag. At mybookie, doesn't matter if your team is up or down, you can cash out during the game, tuck something for later, shoot you another shot because oatmeal always beats no meal, or you can fire away at a live bet while the game's going on. So if you on the wrong side, you can still end up on the winning side. Use MyBookie for daily odds boosts, same game parlays, and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. Every single sack, fumble, and touchdown is another chance to hit a payday. To get started, go to mybookie.ag. On your first deposit, use my promo code. That's 5STAR, F-I-V-E-S-T-A-R, one word, spell it out, 5STAR, to grab a deposit match up to 1,000 bucks. That means whatever you deposit, we're going to match it dollar for dollar, but you got to use my promo code 5STAR. Try the MyBookie Money Bag to grab a potential Super Bowl front runner at crazy odds. Have you ever heard of plus 38,000 on the Eagles and Chiefs? Man, MyBookie is print money. They're giving it away. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.ag. Man, my brother's the youngest man to ever run a strip casino sports book, so he definitely knows numbers.
Oh, man, numbers rule the world. Life about numbers, 5STAR. We got a social security number, dollars numbers, time numbers, everything numbers, 5STAR.
Everything is about numbers. I mean, your bank account is all numbers, dog. And the whole universe was created with numbers. Key to successful betting is getting the best number, though. We just talked about our boy old Charles McNeil. Bookmakers will eat your profit up with their juice. Avoid overpaying on the juice wagering world.
5STAR, true story. I can't make this up. Just being in the books and seeing big bettors come in all the time and thinking they could make the easy money. When Team USA played Nigeria in the Olympics, I can't remember. I think they were a big. They were a huge favorite. I know that for a fact. But I remember this guy came in. Man, he put down $100,000 to win $1,000, 5STAR.
What?
He put $100,000 to win $1,000. He was like, he's like, this is the easiest bet of all time.
Uh-oh.
I really hope you don't hit. He doesn't hit this.
Power with a tongue.
He's like, this is the easiest bet of all time. $100,000 to win $1,000. You can bank it. Team USA is going to blow this team out. Man, they lost the game. Oh, they lost. It was a close battle. The spread was like minus 40 or something. They lost by 3 or 4 points right at the end. This guy was sick. He was sick. Came back the next day. I can't make this stuff up. Came back the next day with another $100,000. He bet that to win $700. And believe it or not, he lost again. And I'm sick. Can't make this stuff up. And he still comes in from time to time trying to get that money back. And he's betting $20,000 here, you know, to win like $500 and stuff like that.
Oh, my God.
Nitpick his way. But in the long run, he's not going to survive.
Man, it's roaches at every level. even up in the elite parts of life, man, because that just makes no sense. That square betting, he's trying to get something for nothing, and life does not work that way. If you're on the Waging World and you're tuned into the Waging World, we're going to make sure you're always betting sharp. No squares in our circle. It's always us versus the machine.
All right, 5STAR. Let's get a Waging World, a new segment we've been cooking up. This one right here is called Who Got the Props? We'll be giving out our best player props and game props for the game.
Yeah, it's a lot of advantages playing props nowadays. I've seen some of the biggest parlays on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it, on prop plays, man. Them guys in New Jersey are really eating. I seen a kid in Lafayette, Louisiana, spend like $70, man. He won like $500,000 off of parlay plays. Always been a side guy, but you have to evolve or become extinct in this game. We've been leaving a lot of money on the table.
Haven't we? All the money with the prop bets we've been leaving on the table. Shout out to Noobs. He's having some good props, man. But 5STAR, we're standing out to you this week. Your first one is back down in Eugene. Your boy Dan Landon and his Wounded Ducks. They host Washington State.
Man, I'm basing this one totally on the fact that Dan Landon is a hater. Cam Ward went crazy on Oregon last year. He threw for 375 yards. The Ducks are a really good defense, man. They only allow 9 yards per completion, which is third best in the country. They're only giving up 5.5 yards per play defensively, which is eighth ranked in the country. Top 15 in about every category on defense. Cam Ward has not been playing good lately. I think Dan Landon gets his team up for this game after disappointing loss at Washington last week. So we're going to go with Cameron Ward, Washington State quarterback, to go under 248.5 yards passing.
All right, 5STAR. Next we had the Norman, Oklahoma. OU, they hosting UCF. The Sooners had the week off and they deserve it after how they did Texas last week.
Did them bad. Hey, man, Gabriel Dillon, he's arrived. He showed that he's the real deal and the quarterback that OU needs. He's a great passer, but, man, he has 5 touchdown runs in the last 6 games. The Knights are weak against the run. The Knights' rushing defense is completely awful, man. They're 130th ranked. They're giving up 220 yards rushing per game. They also allowed 4 rushing touchdowns to opposing quarterbacks in the last 4 games, man. Hey, we got to roll with Gabriel Dillon. Never trust a man with 2 first names. So we're going to roll with Gabriel Dillon to score a rushing touchdown. It's a pretty high number at minus 240 right now on mybookie.ag. Hey, but let's shoot for the stars. It's great value. And if he scores 2 rushing touchdowns at plus 340 on mybookie.ag.
Okay, 5-star. Next season, Oklahoma and Texas. They'll both be in the SEC. We got 2 SEC middleweights. They take on each other this Saturday. South Carolina, they traveling down to Mizzou. You see any good props in Columbia?
Middleweights, you got that part right. Mizzou and South Carolina are always teams that are right in the middle of the pack, mediocre teams. But we got a great prop opportunity right here with Brady Cook. He's facing a Gamecocks defense that is not good. In the last loss against Florida, they gave Graham Mertz, who's not a really good quarterback, 423 yards. They allowed 3 touchdowns. The Gamecocks now the 132nd ranked passing defense. They allow 340 yards passing per game. It's only 133 teams in FBS football, so that's not good. Brady Cook's averaged 290 passing yards this season per contest. He went crazy in a couple games against Vanderbilt and LSU, so he definitely has the potential to have another big game, especially with a leaky secondary like we have over there with the Gamecocks. So expect Brady Cook to go over 302 and a half passing yards on mybookie.ag. Go lock that in right now. The over on Brady Cook passing yards.
I'm on my bookie locking mine in right now.
Yes,
they'll
sir.
Be seeing that up on Twitter, I'm sure.
Yes, sir. Hey, the only problem is they put limits on those props on us on my bookie, man. They be limiting us, but we're talking about numbers. The best odds advantage for bettors, in my opinion, is always on future bets. And like I told you, big boys, they don't slam individual games. They slam future bets. With futures, you can always catch up. There's always room to hedge and make a profit. So let's jump in the time machine and teleport to the future.
All right, 5-star, let's do it. Let's get to the money on the future.
This time, age before beauty. I know you love the No Boys Allowed Association. What's a stock we can invest in on NBA?
5-star in the NBA, I think we could take the Suns to win the Western Conference Finals at plus 350. My boy KD, he know he aging. He ain't got much more in him, so I think with the addition of Bradley Beal, young Devil Book, they can get it done, man.
All right, you heard Sino. He's going with the Phoenix Suns. They look loaded on paper. We're going to see how they gel together. Got a new coach in the building as well. Me, I'm going to double back, man. We already got a little money on this. We're going to put a little bit more on LSU to win the national championship. I think this is the same makers of the 2007 two-loss national championship team. The road is paid perfectly for LSU. All we got to do is next month, November 4th, kick off the month with a victory at Tuscaloosa. I feel like if LSU beats Alabama, comes home home serve against Florida, Georgia State, and then a tough one, a sneaky one, the last week of the season on the 25th against Texas A&M. They should be able to get into the SEC conference championship game against Georgia. If they beat Georgia, how are you going to leave LSU out? We know they're the most talented team in the country by the lines the books put out on them. They're laying 30.5 this week against Army. So I like LSU at a ridiculous number on mybookie.ag, plus 4,000. To win the natty, they can still get back in it. Don't let that number scare you. It's a great investment. All right, stick around after the break. We got the final segment, the people segment. We're joined by the only Sacramento Kings fan I know. Spread a Stare gets in here with us from Sacramento and gives us some plays on the Week 7 NFL slate. You're going to catch my locks, and we're also going to give out the Ball and Parlay, where we give you 3 plays to bet straight and parlay. Stay tuned for the winners. Send us out, Sino.
Betting on sports can be thrilling, but what happens when you're injured?
Don't let your personal injury sideline your winnings. At the Rodney Jones Law Group, we're here to protect your rights and secure your compensation. Our team of experienced attorneys will tackle your case head on so you can focus on your comeback.
Touchdown!
Don't gamble with your future. Call the Rodney Jones Law Group today at 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. The Rodney Jones Law Group is on your side. The only sure thing is we win.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
You're listening to The Wagering World with 5-Star in Vegas. Presented by MyBookie.ag, America's most trusted sports book.
All right, we back in the wager world. It's your boy 5-Star in Vegas. Got my boy Cino Royale here. We on the rooftop. Man, I'm just thinking back about this story. A couple years ago, I'm in the book hanging out, doing my thing. This kid is sweating me. Keeps sweating me. He asked me, what do I do? I tell him what I do. I'm a professional sports bettor. Him and his friend are both quizzing me about where do I bet, how long I've been betting. So I tell one of the guys my name, and one of the kids was like, oh, I've heard you before. I heard you on the radio before. Yeah, 5-Star in Vegas, man. So the kid that initially met me, a kid named Cole, he says, yeah, man, why don't you jump on my book, 5-Star, and start betting on here and make some wages with me? And I'm like, nah, man, I'm good. I bet on Vegas kid jump. And his homeboy's like, man, you don't want to mess with him, man. He's going to blow your book up. So the kid begs me. So I make a couple tennis plays on him, a couple football plays, a couple college plays. To say the least, I ran up the bag on him. So I say about Monday or so, he owed me about 15 grand. And he starts trying to text me and make all these excuses. And to this day, that kid still owes me. And it's an old story, man, but a true story that when your money's on the line, deal with a trusted sports book that has the tools to really pay you, like my book. Yeah, my book, it doesn't matter if your team is up or down. You can easily cash out. You know what? I always tell my clients, man, it's oatmeal beats no meal. If you're on the wrong side of the game, you can still jump in and bet live on my bookie so you can come out on top. Use my bookie for daily odds boost, same game parlays, and take advantage of huge prize pool contests. Every single sack, fumble, interception, turnover, touchdown, it's another chance to hit a payday. To get started, go to mybookie.ag, and on your first deposit, use promo code 5-star. That's one word. 5-star, FIVESTAR, to grab a deposit match up to $1,000. Don't forget to try the My Bookie Money Bag. This is a lick right here. You can grab a potential Super Bowl front runner at crazy odds. Have you ever heard of plus 38,000 on the Eagles and Chiefs? Oh my goodness. They're giving away that money at mybookie.ag. That's why that's the only book we bet at. You won't find any odds like you find on mybookie.ag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with mybookie.ag. As always, I got my dog in here, an OG when it comes to the wagering world. Talk about the only Sacramento Kings fan I know, Spread a Stare. What's good, Spread a Stare?
Man, I'm excited. We're in week 7 in the NFL, week 8 in college football, and we've been having a great season so far, 5-Star, but the pressure's on us to keep it going. You ready to dive into this week's games?
Oh, man, I'm always ready to talk some NFL with you and give the people some winners. What we got this week, Spread?
All right, let's start with the Detroit Lions heading to Baltimore to take on the Ravens. I think this game's going to be very instructive for us. on how good these teams really are. Baltimore, of course, facing some disadvantages traveling back from London, but they've been a fairly good team so far. I'd say to say, though, the Lions are the success story of the year at 5-1, a heartwarming story. We all saw them on Hard Knocks last year. People love Dan Campbell. What do you think when he takes his tough-nosed brand of football into Baltimore to take on a similar style in the Ravens?
I think that the Lions are using the motivation from people thinking exactly what you do, that they're just a sweetheart story, that they're the little lovable team of the NFL. Man, that team is full of dogs. Their coach is one of the best coaches in the NFL right now. And the reason why is because not only is he a motivator, he's great at coaching his coaches. He's hired some of the best guys over there to run his side to the ball. Both the offense and the defense is clicking. They're looking fast. They're looking strong. And I think that Dan Campbell's going to have the Lions really motivated to show the NFL world that they belong. They know that everyone's on TV talking about the Ravens. Everyone's talking Ravens. I haven't heard one talking head take the Lions. So I'm going to be on the Lions +3.
All right. You like the Detroit Lions in that matchup? Definitely the most exciting game on the morning slate. Let's talk about arguably the most exciting game of Sunday, though, and that's when the Philadelphia Eagles host the Miami Dolphins. Philadelphia Eagles, of course, coming off of last year's success, they continue to look good, and the Miami Dolphins have improved since last season. They were a high-powered offense, but now they look like they're putting it all together. How do you think Miami fares on the road, hostile environment, primetime in Philadelphia?
This is going to be a night game. Philly is one of those teams that are really good at home. They got a great advantage at the link. It's going to be night. Going to be rocking and rolling. But how is the relationship between A.J. Brown and Jalen Hurts? That's what I want to find out. It's been a lot of tension. They claim that they're friends. But, hey, what wide receiver isn't friends with the quarterback? They all want the ball. We don't see any of that in Miami. Mike McDaniel is a good energy guy. He's going to make sure it's harmony in that locker room. This number alone tells me this is going to be a close one. I think the books want you to take Philly. So I'm going to be a contrarian to take the short number and take the Dolphins. I believe in Mike McDaniel. And I think what's going to happen is that the Eagles start out really fast like they always do. Sirianni always has a great game plan in the first half, but he really has problems making adjustments in the second half. The Eagles are never the team they were in the first half. For some reason, it's been like that since Sirianni's been running that ship. Whereas in McDaniels makes great adjustments, and Miami usually plays better in the second half. So look for Miami to make the adjustments at halftime and cover that +2.5. I'll buy half a point and make it a 3.
Let's go to the AFC West, where the Kansas City Chiefs host the Los Angeles Chargers. Five-star, as bettors, we get into patterns. We get into rhythms, things that work for us. One thing that I usually do, I take the points in a divisional game. Here, I'm thinking the opposite, though. I think the Chargers are getting some of that fantasy football effect, five-star, where they have these great playmakers, these great skill players, but are they that good as a team? On the other side, I think this Chiefs team is being carried by its defense right now, but they've got the most potential to turn around on offense. I like the Chiefs to cover the number here. What do you think? Am I walking into a trap?
No, I'm kind of with you on that one. I also lean toward the under because, as you said, the Chiefs have been playing really good defense. And then you got Justin Herbert, who's out there playing injured. Obviously, the injury's affecting him, but he's always been a little bit overrated, in my opinion. You talk about fantasy football quarterbacks. I've never seen one if we ever seen Justin Herbert. The media, they love him. I guess they like that he's tall and handsome, but it has not resulted in wins. And then, of course, he has a great excuse when it comes to looking at his coach, man. He has one of the coaches that does some of the silliest things I ever saw before. I don't know what goes through the head coach with the Chargers' heads at times with the things that he does. He thinks he's playing John Madden at the basement at his mom's house 10 years ago, but he's not. He's playing for millions of dollars, and he's coaching players for millions of dollars. And for some reason, he does not take the game serious. He does not respect the game. He doesn't punt when he's supposed to punt. He doesn't kick field goals when he's supposed to kick field goals. You can't do that against Andy Reid. That with the injury and the other injuries that the Chargers are actually facing on offense, they got several key players out. I like the Chiefs also in this one to cover in a low-scoring affair. Hey, you already know about Mahomes. Mahomes is going to get it done. a little bit too much shine on Travis Kelce right now. He's doing too many commercials, too much Taylor Swift, but I still think the Chiefs defense get it done. They've been carrying this team all year.
The final game between two high-profile franchises as the Pittsburgh Steelers travel to Los Angeles to take on the Rams. Another one, five-star, usually Tomlin as a dog. Auto bet, it's been money. Got some bad news, though, today. T.J. Watt did not practice today. If T.J. Watt's not in, I think you have to take the Rams. That's one injury report I'm monitoring for Sunday. If T.J. Watt's out, I'm all over the Rams here. Otherwise, I was planning on staying away. How are you approaching this one?
As you know, T.J. Watt equals wins. So if he plays, as you said, you got to look at the Steelers because the Rams have been having a difficult time protecting Matt Stafford. He's always under duress. Seems like he's always getting hit nowadays. And then they're also without a running back. They traded their star running back from a couple years ago to Minnesota. He's been in the doghouse a couple years with their head coach. And now the guy that they had, Kyren Williams, he's hurt as well, too. So I don't know who runs the ball for the Rams. So that means they're going to be pass-centric. If you have T.J. Watt there, that's going to end up being a lot of turnovers. You know, the Pittsburgh Steelers fan base, they really travel well. So 50 to 60% of that stadium will be Pittsburgh. With that said, if Watt is out, you got to roll with the Rams because the offense is not good for the Steelers. Kenny Pickett is just he's just not a good player. I'd also look to the over on this game. It opened up at 43.5. It went down to 42.5, but this might become a shootout on the inside on that turf.
All right, let's jump into the people segment. The ball and parlay gave out more winners last week, but I'm looking to keep it going here. You ready, five-star?
Let's see what you got, Spread. Get the people some winners.
All right, we're going to head to the AFC West. I got the Denver Broncos. They're taking on the Green Bay Packers. I'm going under 45. Five-star, I got this game at 41, one of my biggest edges on the board. The trends are in my favor, too. Four of the last time Green Bay has visited Denver, the game has gone under. Basically, I'm going with two of the most anemic offenses in the NFL. Yes, fantasy might have you twisted thinking that Russell Wilson's a good quarterback. Watch the game. He's accumulating all those stats in garbage time against weaker defenses. At the beginning of the game, when the game's on the line, he can't get it done. And we've also seen some of the problems that Jordan Love has going into his first full year as a starter. Yes, he's been in the league for a while, but he's essentially on that rookie learning curve. So I got two of the worst offenses in the league on a high total. I'm going under 45 with the Packers and the Broncos.
A great play there, Spread. Also, you got to look at fading the Broncos. They're 0-5 against the spread in their last five. All right, let's keep this ball and parlay rolling. What you got for the people, Ceno?
All right, five-star, I'm going to have to roll with Alabama -8.5 versus Tennessee. Tight game last week against the Razorbacks, you know, conference game. I think they come back home this week and Nick Saban get it done. Simple as that.
I like that a lot, Ceno. Tennessee is not who they were last year. They do not have the quarterback play that they received from Hendon Hooker. All right, I'm going to keep it on the college slate. I'm rolling with the Penn State Nittany Lions. I think it's time for James Franklin to finally get something done in the Big Ten. Every year they get all the hype. He always has the good teams, but they can't ever get over and across the Ohio State Buckeyes. This week they travel to Columbus. I think they're going to be able to keep this game close, man. Penn State is outstanding against the spread. They're 10-0 against the spread in their last 10 games. They're 10-0 win-loss. In the last 10 games, they've been on fire. They have the number one defense in the country against the pass. That's going to mean a lot, especially with Ohio State with their top three running backs injured. And Kyle McCord is shaky. He's not the typical Ohio State quarterbacks we've seen from the past. I know Ryan Day is sharp, and he's going to come up with something. That's why I can't take Penn State money line, but I would not be surprised if they're able to pull it out. But, hey, we're going to take those points. They're giving away a lot. It's up to five some places. If you can get that five, I want you to hammer me. So I'm on Penn State +5 at the Horseshoe. As always, we appreciate you for tuning in to The Wagering World. We're here every Friday. This is the episode now, numero ocho in the books. You know, it's flying by. Hey, guys, set your alerts, set your alarms, write it on your calendar. 97.5 and 92.5. every Friday, our usual time, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you missed the show, you can always go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or anywhere they have a podcast platform. As always, this show is dedicated to my father, the greatest Houston sports fan to ever walk the earth, John H. Lindsay. I do this for you, Dad. Follow my guy Cino at Cino Royale. Follow my guy Spread at Spread a Stare. Follow me, Five Star, at Five Star in Vegas. Your interactions are always appreciated. See you next Friday.
Think all I talk is cause. Nah, if that's all you saw. $1 million worth, and that's just 2 coupes on my lung. Multiply by 2, my double loss. So that's like 4 and all. Don't let me lose you, dawg.
Are you sick and tired of living from paycheck to paycheck? Looking to take control of your financial future? Whether you're a full-time entrepreneur or someone looking to add passive income, Laptop Lifestyle Global is the ultimate guide to embarking on the lucrative path of affiliate marketing. Laptop Lifestyle Global will connect you with a group of experienced, successful entrepreneurs that created an innovative but simple system that unlocks the secrets of affiliate marketing by eliminating the complex technicalities of expensive ads, time-consuming blogs, and annoying social media campaigns. Our group of experts will guide you through every step of the way on your road to passive income and financial freedom, ensuring your success in the online business realm. Entrepreneurs are on standby right now. Visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. That's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. And for a limited time, all ESPN 97.5 listeners receive a priority discount for joining. Just visit LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Again, that's LaptopLifestyleGlobal.com. Get on the road to financial freedom now.
Are you tired of feeling like the underdog when it comes to personal injury cases? Level the playing field with the Rodney Jones Law Group. Our team of experienced attorneys will fight for your rights and help you score the compensation that you deserve. Don't gamble with your future. Call the Rodney Jones Law Group today at 832-37-RJ-LAW. Again, that's 832-37-RJ-LAW. And get a winning legal strategy. Call Rodney Jones Law Group. We're on your side. The only sure thing is we win.